All right, guys, enjoy this first tune on the Ivy Island Hour this week. This is Sweet Honey by Slightly Stupid.
Not so pushy. If you wanna be coming and making sweet love to me, and if you're the type of girl that do anything in peace, maybe then I realize you ain't got what I need to keep my soul alright. It keeps me up high above. Yes, make a good reason to come question your love. It keeps my soul alright. It keeps me up high above. Want me, girl, to come give me some sweet love in the morning time. She make me feel alright. Send me, girl, to be waiting till the day turns to night. Cause in the evening time, she make me feel alright. Girl, you got me wishing this would happen every night. Say if you want to get with me, girl, this is what you'll find. But a man who's got the type of moves to make you lose your mind. You tell me that your loving's true on each and every day. You tell me that you've got the type of loving here to stay.
Sweet honey.
Do me the way she say she never give a lover for free. She say she got a man, but she looking at me. Yes, she wanna love her with a sensitivity.
But won't you tell me that your love's from the heart? Yes, the type of loving that can tear mine apart. Girl, you got to realize before it ever starts. Yes, I am the man who won't come breaking your heart.
Said if you want to get with me, girl, this is what you'll find. But a man who's got the type of moves to make you lose your mind. You tell me that your loving's true on each and every day. You tell me that you've got the type of loving here to stay.
Sweet honey, she gonna steal my honey. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, she tried to tell me that you're sent from my love. Girl, you give me reason to come question your love. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my money. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, she tried to tell me that you're sent from my love. Girl, you give me reason to come question your love. Sweet honey.
To get with me, girl, this is what you'll find. A man who's got the type of moves to make you lose your mind. You tell me that your loving's true on each and every day. You tell me that you've got the type of loving here to stay.
Sweet honey, she gonna steal my money. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, you're trying to tell me that you're sent from above. Girl, you give me reason to question your love. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my money. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, you try to tell me that you're sent from above. Girl, you give me reason to question your love. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my money. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, you try to tell me that you're sent from above. Girl, you give me reason to question your love. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my money. Sweet honey, she gonna steal my loving. Yes, you try to tell me that you're sent from above. Girl, you give me reason to question your love. Sweet honey.
Alrighty, and we're back on the Ivy Island Hour. Thank you for joining us again. Welcome back. We got Ganja John in the studios with us.
What up?
What's going on, man? We're about to do a doubleheader here tonight.
Yeah, we are.
It's gonna be fun, man. On Friday night, we didn't get to do a Ganja John show on Wednesday night. You weren't feeling very well.
Yeah, I was trying not to run too hard, but I'm doing okay today.
Yeah,
I'm
doing good,
great,
man.
Actually.
Excellent. We're up and running. He brought the oil rig, so we got
a
couple hits on that.
Yeah, the skillet rig. You can see on my cam right here. It's got a bowl in it right now, but
yeah. And you know, my good friend, the laid back lumberjack, is joining us live in the studio today as well.
What's
How's
up,
going,
boy?
Hey, how you going?
I'm doing good. A little closer to the mic there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're
gotcha.
Good.
It's
You're
all good, man.
Equipment in here.
So yeah. Welcome, man. You finally made it down here to Roller J Studios.
It feels good. The oil's a little heavy on the head, though.
Yeah. He had his first oil hits today, courtesy of Mr. Ganja John.
Yeah. Yeah. We had like three or four hits left of the oil, thankfully, and we skilleted it right up.
Yeah,
it was dude.
Tasty, very tasty.
It's extremely tasty.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess it set us up pretty nicely.
Thank you, NoCo Green Cross Colorado.
There you go. Shout out. And, you know, the laid-back lumberjack, if you guys have been, you know, tuning in week after week here, you know he's been making his way into the Twitter world. And last week he had 36 followers when we did our show. And we you know, put it out there that we wanted to get him at least 40 to 50. And what do you have now?
Just an update, live from Twitter. 72 followers.
72. Atta baby. That's good progress. In 1 week's time, we doubled it.
That's not bad at all.
36 to 72. That's awesome.
My self-confidence has gone through the roof.
There we go. So let's try to get laid back lumberjack some more Twitter followers. This is kind of my new pet project. I enjoy getting him some Twitter followers. But, you know, we also need some Twitter followers for the Irie Island Hour. Because yes. It's at Ivy Island Music. We only have 27.
I gotta say, that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I don't believe that I even follow that.
Yeah, Ganja John, we need to get you on
that,
man.
What the hell is that all about? Hey, it's Friday. Maybe I'll do a late follow Friday. I haven't done one today.
There you go. There you go. Oh, Rag, you're not a Twitter guy. We need to get you on there, man. Everybody just, you need to do it. Just to follow people.
Yeah.
Just to make us feel better, please.
Makes me feel better.
Makes me feel a
lot better.
And
you get to hear about me doing weird shit. Like, mine's crazy. When I actually post on it, which I haven't done really today, but yeah, when I actually post on it, you get a glimpse into the life of craziness of Ganja John.
You've often told people not to follow you.
If
they're easily offended, don't follow.
Yeah, if you're easily offended, don't. If you're offended by anything, don't follow me because you're a fucking asshole anyway. So
follow me because I like to argue. So
yeah,
we can have some fun.
I do like to argue occasionally, but I get bored and walk away a lot. So, but Coleco sticks to his guns.
Yeah, dude, I'm down.
Yeah, I always know I'm right, so I don't need to argue.
I like the therapeutic aspect of Twitter. I can say whatever the hell I want, get it out, and not too many people hear me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're on there as the laid-back lumberjack.
It's
so.
My alter ego.
It's your alter ego. It's your only ego. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah,
true.
My parents don't follow me, so I can just say whatever I want.
Yeah, freedom.
My parents refuse to get Facebook, and that has made me pretty happy.
Yeah, the day that you get the Facebook request from your parents is not a good day.
My dad got on Facebook a while ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know, okay, here's the deal. So, my name is Coleco, for those of you who don't know. It is Hawaiian, and it means the bud that blossoms, which is actually kind of ironic.
That's awesome.
The bud like a flower, which, interesting enough, I am a big fan of many different kinds of budding flowers.
Here,
so
rep normal and Canna Fresh. You can get new Canna Fresh normal jars.
Check out these.
That stuff smells very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, normal, man. Those are awesome. Was that from the conference?
Yeah, it is. Actually, this one's from the cup. This was the very first sample. It's kind of a misprint, actually. And so I have the very first normal jar ever.
Certified normal.
Certified normal jar, yeah. It was the first sample. They were like, these were like the proofs that they gave us to test out, and I got the very first one. Thanks to Keith Strop, my boss.
You know, I'm sure that cures the bud even better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Canna Fresh actually makes a pretty high-quality jar, if you ask me.
Well, right on, dude. Yeah. I'm going to need to try to get some of that.
Yeah, definitely get on top of that. They have Normal Women's Alliance jars, too, which are freaking sweet.
I would love to rep those.
Yeah, I would love, like, a Normal Women's Alliance. I almost said Norman. I don't know what's wrong with
Norm McDonald?
Yeah. Normal Women's Alliance jar with, like, a picture of Diane Fornbacher on it. That's what I need.
Okay, let's not do that on this show.
Why not? I'll say it.
Centerfold
I'll
normal
say it.
Girls.
Hey, no, she's no centerfold. She's too classy for that. She's
good.
Beautiful flower.
I saw she's going to be writing for Skunk Magazine.
Yeah, writing for Skunk, writing for freedomisgreen.com. You guys should check it out.
Yeah,
Diane's I mean, all jokes aside, Diane is one of the coolest ladies in this movement.
Absolutely.
Diane,
she's got
Sabrina
her stuff together.
Really does. I absolutely love it.
Like, when you think of somebody that you want to represent the marijuana movement and represent it well, it's definitely the women of the Normal Women's Alliance.
Yeah. Yeah, no joke.
I don't know much about it, but it's pretty big, I've heard. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's definitely grown. I mean, it's relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I always see a link on the page for Normal when I go there. So.
Yeah, you guys should definitely check out the spread that they did, the photo shoot. Absolutely great. I mean, classy ladies, seriously. These are not your typical stoner chicks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love stoner girls. But
me too. I need to find some more. But anyways, yes. So speaking of which, so we played Sweet Honey by Slightly Stupid, that first song leading in, and that is about a nice chillax girl.
Yeah, Sweet Honeys.
Sweet Honey.
We are, me and Coleco are lovers of women.
Lovers of women.
Yes.
But who's not? Lumberjack, yeah, I know you gotta love yourself some women.
I got a lady lumberjack already.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds hot.
She does wear a lot of flannel, actually. Just
really?
Like and that's it's interesting girl. That you kind of stuck with kind of the flannel pattern today.
I had to go midway with it, like a little tiny bit dressy stoner with the lumberjack plaid.
You're born and raised Oregonian, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Shows.
Not pretty far from here, actually.
Really?
Pretty close,
Stone's throw.
Yeah, I grew up in the country. Like we were talking about earlier, I think it was like Toker Tunes on or Toker Talk Radio on Friday. I'm a redneck when it comes down to it. Really. I don't mean to be. I don't really act the part, but I love shooting things and chopping wood.
I'm a city boy, man. I was born in the Bay Area.
Yeah, yeah. That's a definite awesome city to be around when you're a kid.
Yeah, so I was born in San Leandro, California, kind of near Oakland. So
yeah,
either half my family's in Northern California and half of my family's in Hawaii, which is where we started before we got off on this little tangent.
Right.
My dad is on Facebook.
Yes.
His name was given to him when he was doing hula back in the day. So it was given to him by his hula teacher, his kumu. His name is Coleco, but it's actually his real name's Alfred Ivan. So on Facebook, it says Ivan Coleco Castile. So if you search for me on Facebook, Coleco Castile, you'll actually find my dad won't find me.
I'm totally going to friend your dad. Your dad's a hardcore dude. I've seen
him. Hardcore dude. You saw the when he crashed on his skateboard.
I thought that was you.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was you, too. Yeah. I was like, whoa, dude, they shaved his head.
So I posted this picture on Facebook about a month ago of my dad's head when he went down this pretty steep hill. Everybody knows.
It's
called Mason Hill. Everybody knows what it is.
He
took his shortboard down it. Like, I'm cool with taking hills on my longboard.
Yeah.
He took his shortboard down it.
That's crazy.
And it was like kind of a little wet that morning, like, you know, dew kind of wet, not like rainy kind of wet.
Yeah.
And it was cold, but the board slipped out from underneath him and he hit the back of his head. Got a nice little gash, needed like, you know, 8 staples or something like that. But
you should tweet that picture, actually.
I'm not going to.
No, I'm done with that picture.
Yeah, it's still on my phone, but I should delete it. But anyways, he's hardcore dude. He just bought a motorcycle, so I mean, he's just only getting crazier.
That picture, man. That was like looking at those dudes who were with Osama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just a little intense.
A little intense, yeah.
And my dad also teaches snowboarding up at Timberline Lodge up here.
Oh, really?
In Mount Hood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
so, I mean, he's a pretty young 46-year-old dude. But
yeah.
Enough about my father. Welcome to the Ivory Island.
It's not like when a Coleco talks to girls, he just talks about his mom.
God. Greg was telling me about how he's doing that at the conference.
Dude, I watched him do it.
Oh,
I watched
so
him
funny.
Do it. He
so
starts
funny.
Talking to a girl, and he's just like, hey, about my mom.
You remind me of my mom.
No, yeah, don't say that to girls, Greg. It doesn't work, dude.
Oh.
Goodness. That was Cannabis Cure?
Yes.
Cannabis Cure.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can't wait till he gets
the accent. The accent will do it for him, though. He doesn't have to try.
Him and NorCal Perps are probably going to end up staying at my pad, so it'll just be a week-long party.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be awesome. NorCal Perps always representing, sitting there on the chat cams.
Yeah.
He's very devoted.
He tweeted me, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, about his $15 Taco Bell run.
Really?
$15. That is a lot of food.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Taco Bell enthusiast, but good Lord, my man.
I think, did we talk about our 7-Eleven run on your show last week?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
we
so
did
we
talk
won't,
about it.
We won't
we,
go
we've
over
touched
that again.
On that. We don't need to.
Yeah,
do it again,
that
actually.
Was shameful. Let's never talk about that again. Let's just agree.
You know, in fact, just to get off of that subject completely, let's go into a song. We made it. we made it 15 minutes.
Yeah, we don't want to.
You know
wanna,
what I mean? And I kind of want to keep smoking here. Anyways. Yeah, and this is going to be a 2-hour doubleheader.
Yeah.
So let's just pace ourselves.
We're playing music here, folks.
Yeah, I know the next song we got lined up is a Tribal Seed song, and you know we're going to be working on getting some more artists to contribute their music to the show. But I've been pretty busy the last couple of weeks. I got a lot of schoolwork and a lot of work here, you know, with the internship with the Normal Show Live. So haven't been able to get around to it. So we are going to not play the same songs, but we may play the same artists here and there. So I don't want to hear any bullshit, guys.
No bullshit.
You enjoy yourselves. So here is Tribal Seeds with Away.
While my mind is going insane.
That was Away with Tribal Seeds. I needed to get away there for a second.
Yeah, we got away.
And that joint helped me do it.
Yeah.
So that was what, Triple X Berry or something?
Triple X Berry from Northwest Greens at Cannabliss. And yeah, it's all right stuff.
Cannabliss is just, they're solid.
Yeah, yeah. I had a good meeting with them today, actually.
That's excellent.
Yes, yes. We're hoping to do some cross promotion here. I've been working with Kaya Farms lately with my mumbles, and we'll see what happens.
Mumbles. Yeah, dude.
It's going to be the mumbles right now.
Mumbles came back into the picture, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
And when Gondra Bro was here in the studio.
Yep.
And I took, like, a four-hour nap when I got done with
Did
the
you?
Show. Oh, man. I woke up at, like, 7, and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So angry at myself.
Yeah. It's,
so no more mumbles.
No.
Okay, no. Much more mumbles.
Much more mumbles.
Much more
You know what happens, what you got to do is... And I'll give you some. What you gotta do is just smoke more. So, you know, just smoke more. That's all you gotta do.
It
keeps you awake if you keep smoking it. But the problem is you can't get past 45 degrees. There's some weird accelerometer in our heads that if it hits that after you smoke mumbles, it just activates ambient sleep.
This is science.
Yeah.
This is science from us. You know, so let's get into something, you know, a little more substantive.
Okay.
Wanted to talk about one issue voters. You know, Russ was talking about on the show this week about whether he thought that it's not worth voting for Obama just because of marijuana.
Right.
And, I mean, I understand where that comes from, especially when you're in this movement and you see as many medical patients who really do need it and are being victimized and locked up and, you know, being denied access basically all over the place. I completely understand that. But for me, like I was saying, my one issue vote is a constitutional amendment to end corporate personhood. Because right now, whether you like it or not, a corporation is considered a person by Supreme Court law.
Right, right.
And Supreme Court precedent. And so, like, we had the Citizens versus United case that came up last year, which basically said that corporations could spend unlimited amount of money in elections. So basically you have open... buying off of politicians is legal.
Same stuff already happening, but it's just out in
now it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no regulations placed on it now.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, they struck down the McCain-Feingold Act. So, I mean, they went against over 100 years of precedent, really. There was no precedent for this Supreme Court decision. But it was just another example of conservative Supreme Court justices ruling in favor of corporations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which happens often, which is another thing, you know, I'm always talking about. Like, that's why you need to change the campaign finance laws, because until you do that, Republicans are going to continue to be elected and put these really conservative people on the Supreme Court, and you're going to continue to have these rulings that are in favor of corporations.
Yeah, which is also, I mean, personally, my belief in it is when you have conservative judges like that, especially a majority, is, personally, I think it ruined this country.
It definitely can hold it back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, throughout history, we do pass a lot of progressive legislation, but the Supreme Court is where a lot of U.S. history, as far as legality, has been shaped. It's been shaped in the Supreme Court.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of people underestimate the power of the Supreme Court.
There's a lot of power there.
And, you know, people, it's basically a life appointment, and only the president appoints it.
Yeah.
So when I go into an election, I think the possibility of Obama not getting re-election and a Republican going in there,
right,
and then looking at the Supreme Court and knowing that, like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and...
they would try to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah, basically. For sure. Well, for sure.
You know, a woman's right to choose. It'd be...
all kinds of stuff.
A lot of things.
But, I mean, like, even Justice Scalia, just in an argument... like a couple weeks ago, had like openly said that whatever case that they were doing at the time, I forget because obviously I'm high. Yeah, he said.
Thanks for admitting it.
Yeah, well, I'm honest.
I own it.
I do. I own it. Live it like it's legal. He openly said that this Supreme Court decision would harm the corporations, and that's who we should be worried about. So basically, we need to end corporate personhood. Say you're not a person because you're not able to die. You're able to buy other people buy other corporations, and you can be divided up into a bunch of different parts. Like you have no human qualities.
To bring it back though, for just the one issue vote, if it's between Obama, yeah, he's been pretty bad. He's been like twice as worse as Bush has in the medical, for the grade of the medical marijuana. But I don't want Newt Gingrich to be president. That's a scary, scary world.
That's a scary thought, yeah.
And so, if you're not going to vote for Obama, Newt has a better chance of winning.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this one-issue voter thing we're talking about is obviously we're talking about Gary Johnson.
Yeah, right.
I like Gary, and if I was a Republican, I would vote for him in the primary.
Right.
But I'm not sure how far he's going to get.
Right.
And historically, people who announce their presidency this early on generally don't come out ahead.
Yeah, that's why Romney hasn't announced. Gingrich hasn't announced. They're all just sitting.
They're sitting and waiting.
Because that first primary was last night. If anybody didn't catch it, it was on Fox News. It was the first Republican primary debate, and they had five people. It was Pawlenty, Herman Cain, who is the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, and then
he was the former CEO of Pillsbury
and Burger King as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
He's been around the block, the food block.
Yeah.
And then as well as Ron Paul, Gary Johnson, who is the other one? Rick Santorum, and I think, is that five?
I think
five. Anyways, so Ron Paul and Gary Johnson both took a stand on legalization last night. They tossed a heroin question towards Ron Paul because he's openly said that, you know, being a libertarian, he doesn't support the government having to make laws telling you not to use heroin. He basically says, if we were to legalize it tomorrow, most people in this audience tonight wouldn't go out and use heroin.
They cheered for him when he asked that question.
Oh, yeah.
They cheered for him. That was pretty amazing.
Which is crazy how things are changing. In a Republican debate, you can get cheers in South Carolina for legalization. So, I mean, that was definitely interesting. I think we need to just go into another song real quick.
I think we do, too.
Because I'm getting all mumbly.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, that's right. But so we're going to go with Easy Star All-Stars. I think that's the next one we got lined up with their version of Time from Dark Side of the Moon. That's their Dub Side of the Moon CD. So be sure to check that out. But for now, here's Time, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
years have got behind you.
Come on, you know.
No one told you when to.
Got no one to blame but yourself.
You missed the start.
The ticker, ticker, time. Look at the clock. Got to move it on the dot, so don't you look back, because the time is the time, but time, but time, but time, but time, but time is a master. And time could be a disaster. Yeah, you know. And you can't change the hands of time, and you could never turn back hands of time. Got no time to play, got to get on the go. We gotta move a lot of week when I tell the same, but I got no time to delay when I tell the same. The time is the master. Go take a take a dock, move it on the dot, and don't you look back until you could die. It's a serious time, yeah. Yeah, you know. Got to know what to do in this time. It's not what you're saying. Got a time to play. Got a time to delay. What I'm gonna say. Tick-a, 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 tick-a. Move it on the doctor. Say you could have never stop, stop, stop. Got no time to play. I say no time to delay. Move it right away. I never did the jump. I say, God, this a time is the master. Time is the master. Time can be a disaster.
You run, catch up with the sun, but it's sinking. And racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older.
Softly spoken magic spell. That was Time by the Easy Star All Stars. Their version of Time by Pink Floyd. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Their Dark Side of the Moon album. Yeah. Easy Star All Stars, Dub Side of the Moon. I know we've teased that before. We played Money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also teased their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band album. Both of those, which are just killer reggae versions of already amazing albums. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, it definitely makes me think of when I was about 18, 19 years old, starting to smoke weed.
Those were the good old days. Just tripping out in the headphones.
Definitely.
So, you know, we got this little flyer here for the Hempstead World Music Festival 2011. This is a concert festival that will be running for 3 days, the weekend of July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Here in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in July 2nd in Eugene, Oregon, and then it goes July 3rd in Redmond, and July 4th in Portland, Oregon. And the headliner of this music festival is Toots and the Maytals. If you guys have never heard of them, this is one of the first reggae groups to ever make it big. Basically, they coined the phrase reggae.
Yeah.
So if you're not down with Toots and the Maytals, you ain't down with reggae.
We're definitely going to be attending maybe a couple of those shows.
Yeah, so we got July 2nd in Eugene, July 3rd in Redmond, and then July 4th will be here in Portland at the Washington Park Rose Garden Amphitheater, which is kind of up there by the Vietnam Memorial.
Right, but this is the most famous park in Portland. It's one of our biggest parks. It's the biggest city park in the world. But yeah, it's next to the Rose Test Garden, where when you see pictures of Portland and with Mount Hood in the background, 90% of the time it was taken from right there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be an awesome place to have a concert.
Yeah, and you know, we were informed that the last performance to be done here at Washington Park was done by none other than Ziggy Marley.
None other, yeah.
So that's
someone we saw just a few weeks ago.
I know, that's awesome. A friend of the show.
Yes.
A friend of the network.
Yes.
A friend of the movement.
Yeah,
a friend of the
world. Yeah, exactly. We had a great time at that concert, and I finally got to read through the Marijuana Man comic by Image Comics that Ziggy signed for me, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a pretty good graphic novel. You guys should go check it out. Buy it on Amazon or
buy
it on Tuff Gong.
Yeah, it's not a comic book. It's a graphic novel.
Yeah, it's a graphic novel.
We need to get that
but
straight.
But actually, if you grab it right now on Ziggy's website, ZiggyMarley.com, TuffGong.com, you can get a free T-shirt and a free track from his new album.
All
Believe
right.
It or not.
And what's the name of that comic?
Marijuana Man.
Marijuana Man.
Yeah.
It could only be Marijuana Man.
Right.
We need a new superhero.
Yeah.
So anyways, be sure if you're going to be here in Portland, guys, or here in Oregon, period, because mm-hmm. it'll be one in pretty much any neck of the woods you're at.
Yeah.
I mean, Eugene, Redmond, or Portland, you can get there pretty easily.
Yeah.
From anywhere here in the state. So the biggest part about it is that it's a benefit for OCTA,
yeah.
for the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act, which, you know, we tried to get on the ballot in 2010, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but we're making a better effort at it here in 2012. We're suited up.
We have a lot more time this time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Last time it got stalled with the whole name process. People
yeah.
were disputing the name. But anyways, now we got plenty of time. We got till next July to get the signatures, but we're trying to get enough signatures by August or September
mm-hmm.
to set the new record, because basically OCTA is a full volunteer effort. There are a few paid petitioners, but basically we're trying to get as many volunteers as possible. So if you're in Oregon and you'd like to help out the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act, be sure to go to cannabistaxact.org/volunteer, and you can get yourself a volunteer packet mailed out to your house so that you can help gather signatures and, you know, get this on the ballot so that we can actually put it up to the voters to decide whether we want some real income for our state and whether we want to actually put forth some sensible policies for marijuana here.
Exactly. And it would be nothing more prideful than to say, I live in Oregon, the first place to legalize marijuana.
And we did it by a volunteer effort.
Yes, yes.
States will do it in 2012, no question.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, that's what we really got to plead to Oregonians is just understand that 2012, it's going to happen. It's about whether we're going to hop on board with everybody else.
Right.
Or whether we're going to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really can. And Oregon's led the way. They were the first state to decriminalize marijuana possession
yeah.
in the 70s.
Yeah.
So if we could be the first state to legalize in 2012, it would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in Oregon, please go to CannabisTaxAct.org and at least sign the petition. And if you are willing to be a volunteer, go to CannabisTaxAct.org/volunteer and sign up.
And volunteering doesn't mean you're going to spend 20 hours a day working. You know, it's a volunteer packet with a spot for 50 signatures.
Right.
Just, you know, get everyone you know to sign it.
You know, here's what I do. Basically, if I'm smoking or I'm sitting down smoking a bowl with you
mm-hmm.
here in the state of Oregon, because I'm obviously not many other places.
Right.
You're going to sign that Oregon Cannabis Tax Act.
Yep.
Because if you're smoking a bowl, you have a stake in the game. You got skin in the game. You need to get on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need to stop being a lazy stoner or stop being an apathetic stoner and,
yeah.
you know, not caring about the system. You need to take control and
lead the way
for others who can't.
Yeah, yeah. Lead the way and put the pipe down and do something, man. It's called activism because we act.
Yeah. It's an active thing.
Yes.
So, you know, now that we got that taken care of, I think we're going to play one more song and then we're going to come back and do Toker Etiquette. Before we start to round out the Ivy Island Hour here on our double header this Friday night
yeah.
with Ganja John and Laidback Lumberjack in the studio. So let's go ahead and play Officer by Slightly Stupid. This is a great song by Slightly Stupid because I don't enjoy being busted by officers.
This is a great song.
It talks about every Saturday night seeing a cop and whether it's just your mind or whether they're really after you. So let's play Officer by Slightly Stupid. We'll see you on the other side.
Saturday night, said who's got this bass and who's got the bind? Look out the window, said to my surprise, there comes the man in blue and he's flashing lights. He said, now,
you know your party's fucking over with because you're smoking joints and you're rolling splits. And tell me, what you think I ought to think of this? So won't you pull out your sock? I said, oh, you will be missed.
You see now, Mr. Officer, come charge me all the time. You got me for possession, but I swear that it's not mine. No matter what you do or say, it's bound to come right back this way. And if you want a moment's peace, this is what you'll say. Come on and let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party moving until there's no one holding. Let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party. Have another me and drink another booze, and then can't think of much of a long promo. What I wanna do is rock till I feel too getting hot and singing the song.
I bet you when they think me gonna get stopped, I want you roadblock, putting me so sorry, Mr. Cop. I bet you when they think me gonna get a stop, I want you, hey, Mr. Cop. I said, no, why you stopping me? No, no, I wasn't driving me car badly. I said, don't go lock me up, because it makes more sense. Yes, CCC, get over me, live from CC.
See now, Mr. Officer, come charge me all the time. You got me for possession, but I swear that it's not mine. Or say, it's bound to come right back this way. And if you want a moment's peace, this is what you'll say. Come on in, let's get this party started until the break of dawn. Let's keep this party moving until there's no one holding. Let's get this party started.
All I wanna do is rock till I feel cool, getting hot and singing the song. Never another beer and drink another booze, and then can't think of much of a long. All I wanna do is rock till I feel cool, getting hot and singing the song. Never another beer and drink another booze, can't think of much of a long. Toker etiquette. Hello, we're back. And as if you didn't hear right there, we're about to do some toker etiquette. You know, this is the reoccurring segment that we do each week, which is all about basically, you know, etiquette 101 for smoking. People, oh mumbles, if you could just grab me by the throat and stop my ability to talk real quick, like, all right, anyways, toker etiquette is basically just us trying to grab tips and suggestions from everybody and just spread the knowledge about what we all have as our pet peeves so that nobody pisses each other off. So that's basically what we're about to do right here. We grabbed some suggestions in the chat room yesterday on Normal Show Live. The laid-back lumberjack was laying in wait. And wrote down a few suggestions, right?
Yeah, and we don't have any references for the suggestions.
Yeah, we don't have any names for the suggestions. Laidback Lumberjack can only write so quickly while he's stoned, so, you know.
I did a permanent marker on my bank statement.
Yeah, he wrote in permanent marker on his bank statement because I private messaged him and said, hey, make sure you're writing these down, because I'm not. So, anyways, what's the first one we got today, man?
Don't torch hash bowls.
Don't torch hash bowls. Well, I mean, you know, we did cover don't torch bowls, period, just not roasting an entire bowl so that everybody can get a green hit, things of that nature. But, you know, not torching hash is something that you should never do because it's usually going to continue to burn. And you also shouldn't smash down hash while we're talking about it because, here, I'm about to out myself. If you were in Denver at Paul Token's house the first time we showed up, there ended up getting some hash on the lighter. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, everybody was like, what the fuck, man? This has got a bunch of hash.
Was that you?
That was me. And here's... I'll take it a step further. All right? Sarah, L. Angel, took a picture at that exact moment.
Really?
She's got a picture of me with the bowl in my hand and my finger and the, like, the top of the lighter, like, damn near the freaking bowl.
Well, no. People out there listening in Radio Land are thinking right now that, oh, he didn't know there was hash on the bowl. It was a bowl of 38 different kinds of hash. There was no weed in it.
No weed.
He tamped down. Probably took about $25 worth of hash back with him.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, no, I got a lot of it back into that bowl. Because trust me, I took a lot out.
Did you?
Yeah. And I, like, I got so much on my fingers. I worked to get that stuff back in the bowl. Because I was so stoned by the time it got to me on that hit. I felt so horrible.
Yeah.
I know. Rag said he saw the lighter. I mean, it was pretty caked.
Yeah, it was rough. But
so everybody there at Token's house, I apologize, and I'm glad that I made it out of the state before I said anything.
That was straight off the plane too, and you know, we I'm sorry. We got off the plane and we went over to his house and we started smoking the hash bowl. My wife got those pictures. The pictures started at Token's house, and she looked at the first two and she goes, "You look fucked up." I was.
Yeah.
We all were. There was not a fully opened eye in that room.
God, I feel so bad about that.
Don't worry about it, dude. Don't worry about it. That bowl lasted what, about 30 rounds?
No, it still went
people?
Way farther than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because that was like midway through the bowl, and we still probably had another half hour worth of smoke in there.
At least it took us over an hour to.
Dude, I'm so used to smashing down my bowls like every hit. You know what I mean? Because everybody else doesn't smash them down like regular weed bowls,
right?
And I like hate sucking it all the way through.
I do too. Know,
man. There's just no excuse. Anyway, yeah. So never torch hash bowls and never smash them down, people.
Yeah, never a good idea.
Get your thing together. All right. So another thing we had, cached bowls. It was brought up to us that it is only common courtesy that if a bowl is near the end of its time, that you let the next person in line, hey, that might not be so kosher for you to hit. Like, you should probably tread lightly on that.
Yeah.
It's almost gone. And if it is gone and you have that bad aftertaste, please inform the next person in line or just empty it out yourself. Nobody wants to hit the ass end of a bowl.
Nobody does.
Lumberjack, you had to have sucked some in a few times. Okay, bad choice of words. Friday night. Oh, goodness.
We started this show off with oil hits.
Yeah.
Coleco took a ridiculous one, didn't cough, dude. Props. Seriously.
Bro, I don't cough.
You don't cough.
On oil hits? Hardly.
I see that as a challenge. So.
Yeah, I throw that down as a challenge.
Okay, I know you got homework to do this weekend. You're coming over, homie, after the cup. No, in my car at the cup, or not the cup. I'm sorry, the march tomorrow in my car. I'm taking an oil hit. You're gonna
all right,
die.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay,
we will record this segment on my iPhone.
Okay,
and then we'll play it next.
We'll play it next week. Yeah.
I'm probably gonna cough, but yeah. I'm up for that challenge.
There's some ISO waiting right now for you.
Excellent.
It's
I await it.
You await it. Okay. All right, man. Whatever you say, boss.
So Lumberjack, we got any more Toker etiquette on that list? We got to have at least one more.
I think Canna Bob sent in no same sex shotguns.
No same sex shotguns.
Yeah, me and Coleco have done same sex shotguns, and our tongues touched. It was awkward. We don't want... No, that did not happen, I swear. I kissed Greg, but me and Coleco, we're just platonic friends.
This is strictly professional.
Strictly professional.
Oh,
I really
goodness.
Hope your advisor doesn't listen to this show.
Not this show. I haven't told him about this show. Here's the deal.
This one's fun,
I haven't
right?
told my advisor about, oh, God, three-quarters of the crap that's gone on during the span of this two-and-a-half-month roller coaster ride I've been on.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'd believe me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You don't think so?
I told him about the conference, but I mean, even that was like pretty minuscule. Yeah, I went to the normal conference, like, you know, there's some bigwigs there. Yeah, but I mean, if he could have seen the time lapse camera on room 519, I don't think he would have believed what happened.
Great idea for next year's conference.
A time-lapse camera. Yeah.
In our room.
Yeah.
You're going next year, right?
Oh, here's what I said. The only thing I took away from the normal conference this year was I can never miss a normal conference.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah. I just gotta say real quick that this piece that people are watching me smoke out of on the cam here is absolutely beautiful. I was skeptical at first. The evil red Iva brought it, and something she finally did good, and I'm proud of her. So I just had to throw that in there. I'm sorry.
You know, we may be working on trying to get that particular peacemaker to maybe sponsor the show.
Yeah, beautiful shower head, medical glass. I'm pretty jealous, actually, right now. And I just bought, like, $200 worth of glass today. So.
You just went and had yourself a little Michael Jackson spending spree, huh?
I did. I went that one. Yeah.
CBS, you do great interviews.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're almost near the end of the show. We got about 8 more minutes, so I figure we should probably play another song.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do a smooth transition into the Ganja John show, and I'm going to post this up on my podcast feed as just one show, because I think this is all gold, so.
All right. There we go.
I love the Irie Island Hour, so.
Oh, well, the Irie Island Hour loves you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm just so happy that you've been able to be back, and I'm glad we've been able to do this live.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to continue to do this, because...
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
You know, 70 viewers, good enough for me, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, all of you, for showing up. We appreciate it.
We got another fucking hour of this.
Lumberjack is struggling over
here.
Yeah,
dude. He hasn't puffed tough yet before, so... he's definitely there.
This is awesome. So what's the next
Revolution.
Next one we got? Revolution with Bright Side of Life?
Yes.
So we got Bright Side of Life by Revolution. This has got some horns in it. So for all of you who've noticed that I like to play some reggae songs with some horns in it, here's another one. So go ahead and put that in your pipe and smoke it. We'll see you on the other side.
Life, the thrill, don't you cry. Oh, my, look on the bright. mind and keep a smile. Keep your head up and try. Find a friend or a child and encourage their life. Oh, my, my. Look on the bright side. Rise up and make an impact. Now get your bags back. Think about your life. The thrill don't you cry. Oh, my, my. Look on the bright side of life.
Bright Side of Life by Revolution. Another one of my good favorite reggae bands from Southern California who make their way around. And I think they're going to be playing in Hawaii here soon enough. And God, I wish I was going to be there. I think they're going to be playing in Hawaii on June 11th with a bunch of reggae bands. We need a reggae station here in Portland, man.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to start one.
You're going to do it?
Eventually. I mean, that's my plan. That's what I want to do. I want to start a reggae station here. There's just not one, and eventually the reggae scene's going to take off, and people are going to regret not getting on board, man, because people like to get down and smoke a little weed and get irie, as it were.
As it were.
So that's why you're listening to the Irie Island Hour here on another Friday night, coming to you live on the Normal Network. Of course, we had Ganja John in the studio for us again, and we're going to be coming up on the Ganja John Show here at the top of the hour.
Yep. Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate
it. No, thank you. super sincere mahalo, man. Appreciate it. And, of course, the laid-back lumberjack joined us in the studio. Got him pretty stoned.
I'm pretty irie.
Pretty irie. Excellent, man. He's going to stick around. And, you know, we're going to have an interview on the Ganja John Show with Jennifer Alexander, who is one of the chief...
Awesome people.
Yeah, chief awesome people. We were going to call her the Octagoddess, actually.
Yeah, Octagoddess.
She
like
gets
that.
All the. She's helping out with the volunteer, getting the volunteers coordinated for the Octa campaign. So we're going to be interviewing her on the Ganja John Show here, just on the top of the hour. But for now, this is Seriously by a little band from New Zealand called Catch a Fire. So once again, my name is Quico. Thank you for joining us on the Irie Island Hour, and we'll see you next week.
A sunshine eye girl, the one that I never know. Shine eye girl, the one that I never know. Sing with me. Shine eye girl, the one that I never know. Shine eye girl, the one that I never know.